probably has more than.
So we know that there's a chiddush, right? That when I do zrika, right? When I do zrika, so now what happens? So now I have in front of me, I have my edible korban, right? That's the thing. So now that I have a korban, then I must now deal with consumption. Now part of dealing with consumption of said korban is determining what I can consume, right? So if I have that which I can't consume in front of me, so I got to do a chiyuv bakara. Let's say I don't have it in front of me, right? So then that's it. There's nothing to worry about. There's no defect in the korban.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. Right, but the question is that same logic of I don't have it in front of me, i.e. it's stolen, it's lost, or tameh, which will say, I guess we'll call it like either I concept you don't have it in front of me or whatever, or it's puzzle, whatever you want to call it. Does that same logic apply to zman? Meaning post-korban tamas rabbein arbayim, since I can't bring the imurim, that's just like losing the imurim. How is it like that? And I think the last thing you wanted to say was that the mizbeach rejects it. Very anthropomorphic, by the way, but which is fine. In other words, the objective here is how do we tie together, right, the lost slash tamay case with the, I don't call it zman, but the post-korban tamas rabbein arbayim case, right? So what Tosis is saying, the way to tie it together is to say that as long as I can complete the process of Akhtara, I have to do the process of Akhtara. But what happened here? There's no difference between saying it's lost versus saying the Mizbeach's not roy for it. You know what I mean? Those are the same thing. It means the process cannot be completed. Okay? And therefore the korban's fine. Good. So now the problem with that now is that if that's true, so now why do I have to burn the korban Pesach? Okay? Okay. If you don't understand that point, fine. Pretend that it doesn't matter. Because right now comes the key thing. So Tosos offers two answers to his main question. Okay? Let's go through this real quickly. Answer number one is like this. By the case of Mechusa Kippurim, since there is a Zman to actually be Makir of the Imurim, but the person did not do it. Shut up. Okay. So since there's a Zman to be actually Makir of the Imurim, but the person did not do it then, they could still be Aktaras Imurim after the Korban Tamash Ben Arbayim. Mm-hmm. Okay? So answer number one is like this. We're going to split off the phenomenon of Mechusa Kippurim from Korban Pesach. By the case of Mechusa Kippurim, he could have brought the Imurim, right? He just didn't, right? So, again, the coattail idea, right? He can ride the coattails of the Mechusa Kippurim post-Korban Tamash Ben Arbayim. But by the Korban Pesach, that becomes a Shlomim, that's the key point. As soon as the Ben Arbayim time hits, so to speak, right? Now I have my Korban Pesach, but it turned into a Shlomim, right? There is no opportunity to do any Akrav at all, because you can't do a Shlomim post-Korban Tamash Ben Arbayim. So that's why you got to chuck the Korban. That's answer number one. That's a clear, we've had these principles already about the svaras behind this, but that's a clear dichotomy between the Mechusa Kippurim, where I'm able to still do it because I was able to do it before, versus by the Shlomim, there's never an opportunity for it to come into existence. There's nothing not novel there, okay? Why don't we just get that out of the way? Is there anything new that answer one brings to the picture from what we've defined already previously in the sugya? There's a subtle point here. I think I know what's bothering you, but he's saying you can't even consider the idea of this process Haktara business. Because there's no korban to be makariv. Right, there's no process to begin with. There was no mechanism for it to come into existence. It's after the korban to ben arbayim. There's no field, so to speak, for the korban to emerge from.
Doesn't it come into existence as a Pesach?
This is saying, what do you mean? The korban Pesach defaulted to a shlomim. There's never a field for it to emerge from. There's never a mechayev. But what was the havamina there?
Because in the end, you're not able to do makariv. So you still do shlita and start the process.
You can't. How could you? It's post-Korban Tamash Ben Arbayim. You can't do that.
No, I know.
But I want to float something in between the two. There's one little step in between what you're saying and what he's saying. One step. I'll show you. In other words, what you could posit is, when the Bailin die, all right, what happens to this Korban Pesach? There's actually two possibilities. And in the first possibility, then what he said before about Aktaras Imurim would work, and you couldn't throw out the Korban. What are the two possibilities? It's simple. That's the obvious one. That's what he says. But what's the other possibility? The Gemara is very unclear when it says it defaults into Shlomim. What does that mean? There's two possibilities.
It's a new Korban?
It's a new Korban Shlomim. It's a new Korban altogether.
Or
right?
It's or like an extension of the previous one?
Thank you. And if that's so, it can rely on the Dechiyah of the Korban Pesach, and then you have the same problem of the Haftaras Imurim. That's putting together what you were saying and what he's saying. You understand? That's that step. Because what Tosis is saying is that you could have looked at the Korban Pesach that defaults to a Shlomim. It's not really becoming a new Chaloshim Korban. No, it's like a defective Korban Pesach, something along those lines, right? And therefore, it could rely on the Dechiyah of the Korban Pesach, and therefore, it could still be Makir after Korban Tosh and therefore, you could still have the issue of Haftaras Imurim. Tosis says, no. When we, what really happens here is it becomes a true new korban. You know what I mean? It's, it has no elements anymore. The korban pesach, it's a shlomim, and then there's no mechanism at all to be makarvit. That would push away this possibility.
That's not true. Mm.
Think about it. In other words, if it's very nice to say it's a new korban shlomim, right? But what a chazal recognize?
Oh.
Not getting to the Sfar yet, but what a chazal recognize that people are going to what?
Mess up.
Meaning they're going to still relate to it as a Korban Pesach. You understand? In other words, that's the exact address of the Gzera. There's the first answer saying, in other words, there's not a huge difference between the two answers. The first answer and the second answer are both agreeing this thing becomes a Shloman, right? It's that the difference is that according to Tosos, that the Chazal come along and they say it's very nice that the halachic system creates this brand new Korban Shloman, but people are going to still say what, so to speak? They relate to this as a defective Korban Pesach. Let's just think for a second, okay? Let's just ponder this gezeira. This I find is the most difficult. I find the most difficult point in Tosfos. It sounds great on the surface. So what a chazal do? They say, listen, we're very concerned, right? The fact is, in this case, yeah, if we were all abstract thinkers, of course we'd understand the korban pesach turns into a whole new korban shlamim. But the guy's not going to think that way. And what he's going to think is, oh, you know what? I could ride the coattails of Dechia. And what will I do? I'll still bring my Korban Pesach. It's still some type of Korban Pesach. And since I have a matir to go ahead, I wouldn't even call it a matir. Since, naturally speaking, I can matir my Imurim at this period of time, I'll apply this to this Korban as well. So because I want to cut that off. So what do? They create an Isser Zrika. An Isser Zrika, right? What?
It's a little funny.
The real question is that, is the point I made here, is that Rabbi Shmuel and Tanakama agree with this. Now let's go back. Well, come on, stick with me. Remember that machlokas we had in the Chusuk Kippurim, that only in Erev Pesach? Okay,
yeah.
So Tanakama holds that there's a special matir that you could bring your Mechusa Kippurim post-Korban Tamas Rerabayim in Erev Pesach. Why? In doing so, I can go eat the Korban Pesach, right? I can eat the Korban Pesach, otherwise I won't be able to. But Rabbi Shmuel says, no. The entire year I can do Mechusa Kippurim after Korban Tamas Rerabayim. Okay. Turns out, in this version 6, whatever, it turns out the Machlokas is much different. Because Tosus is saying that Rabbi Shmuel holds that I agree by the Korban Pesach that there's an Issur D'Rabbanan of Zrika. Okay, it's Issur D'Rabbanan Zrika. I agree with that. Right? But to say that it applies to Mechusa Kippurim, that doesn't make any sense. But Tanakama comes along, this is very hard, and says, no. This Issur D'Rabbanan, I'm not... You can argue the way I'm saying it, so I apologize, but it's the only way to say it. In other words, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan of Isser Zrika by the Korban Pesach into Tshlamim, right? And that applies as well, right? I don't want to use the word extension. It applies as well to Mechusa Kippurim.
Of that Korban specifically.
Let me get this point clear. By stopping Zrika according to Rabbanan, okay, what are you doing? What are they protecting? They're protecting a person ever doing a Taras Emurim post Korban Tamas Rabbanan Rabbayim. Now, the original case is Korban Pesach. Tanakama is coming along and saying, no, now it applies to every Mechusa Kippurim case. As a result of that, if there's an issue, except the one Erev Pesach, right? So if we, but that we said before, that's part of the Kiyum Korban Pesach. Now, if we go ahead and take away the Mechusa Kippurim, if we take away Mechusa Kippurim as well, that means, ultimately, what have we done? We've said there's no mechanism, no instrument available to ever do a Maisa Haktaras Emurim post Korban Tamas Rabbanan Rabbayim. Doesn't exist. It's off the table. That's the goal. You understand? And again, think about it. You're not confused. You're not.
What if you had like a Chatas or something?
Okay. So you see where he says, let's start where he says, on the left-hand column, Inami. See any Inami? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines on the bottom. Okay?
What number?
I'm Baze. Here, Ellie, I got one here.
Baze?
Yeah, Inami. It's right over here. Inami. Inami, right there. Inami. Okay. Inami. Is it okay if I read?
Yes.
Okay. Inami. Guys, look at this. Inami. Achimi deraisa nitar basam zrikas dam. No, of course the bus is mutter after zrikas dam midaraisa. Right? So he agrees with that idea. That the lack of Akhtara makes it like the case of it as if it's lost a tame. Ella hasam the shachtu v'noda shemashko ba'am yadam. But by the case of the Korban Pesach, what happens, right? They shecht it, and they know that, let's say, the Bailam died, right? Also the zrika dami d'rabanan, right? You can't do zrika mi d'rabanan. Gzeira dilma asi lahaktar achar tamid. Because what's it protecting? That you're going to end up doing a haktara post-tamid, okay? Now, also lahaktar mishum asi da'ashlamah. Mikemach also the zrika dam lahaki yatsa basis refa. Now, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, less layahu gzera. He doesn't have this gzera. She'eino sover she'ish makom lezer kach mechusar kipurim. Mishum she'mechusar kipurim ha'efshrus b'yad alak v'kornar kona matamin. Because by the what do they call mechusar kipurim, he could have brought it before the korban tamish men arbaim. Okay? Ulefi yatir zed that call a korban pasul who machmash asa lezer kadam lechatila. V'zeh mishum gzeret arbanam b'vad. Okay, so what does that mean? Clear about one thing. When it comes to understanding an Issa Darbanan, right? In other words, I mean, when I say it's not definable, I don't mean it's not definable at all. What I mean is that it's obvious what's motivating, like, the Rabbanan here. In other words, they see a potential error. You know, and it's not a chiddush to understand how they came up with this Issa Darbanan. That's not the big deal. You know what I mean? So fine, let's take that step. I think what Graver's saying is further, but let's take that step, right? That, okay, fine. So he's saying, what do they say that Zman now is off the books for Haftarah. But Rabbi Shmuel is going to say, you can't do that, right? Like that, cause where's the commonality here? In other words, I can understand by the case of the Korban Pesach, right? We have a serious problem. But didn't we say all along that the Mechusar Kippurim, right? Let's include in parentheses Chatas, but the Mechusar Kippurim, What did we say about that? If I could have brought it before the Korban Tashar Abayim and I didn't, what did we say before? We said it wasn't doing what post Korban Tashar Abayim?
It wasn't violating the sequence.
Right? It wasn't violating the sequence. There's no violation of sequence, right? I mean, there's no, it's not like it naturally can exist post Korban Tashar Abayim. There's no tension. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, how can you address, the Gzera can never apply to Mechusar Kippurim. By the case of the Korban Pesach, there's a true problem here. Because after the Korban Tashar Abayim, I can't do a Shlomim. I have a serious problem. There's a tension, there's a natural tension. So of course I gotta make an Issa Darbanan. Not of course, but it makes sense to make an Issa Darbanan. But you can't say that by Mechusar Kippurim, because that naturally exists in that Zman. That's his kasha against what you're saying. Fine. So they're saying, okay, I accept what you're saying. But you could maybe say that somehow they're going to isolate, right, just the Maisa HaKtar itself. Take it out. But how could they do that and just isolate it? It's still weird. Well, yes, but in order to prevent the Maisa HaKtar. But if it naturally exists there, how could they take that out? How could they isolate that and remove it and say, no, we're going to say, even though naturally it fits here, but it doesn't. Can they do that?
It's not that it naturally
exists at that time. Rather, right. So therefore, what's right? Meaning, really, you shouldn't do it then. But what does the Torah say? There's a heter, a natural. We didn't. That's a chiddush. You're right. That's the redoing of the machlokas. Maybe Tanakhama holds that no, there's a natural heter. Right? There's a difference between saying that there's naturally no conflict, this is what you were saying, versus saying, no, there's a heter, okay? Meaning, really, no, there's no, this isn't the Zman the Torah does.
But what is it?
Because we already see, and let me just show you the commonality, because we already see by Pesach, there's a Dechia, and one way to understand, not universally, one way to understand Dechia is this heter. Oh, so one second. If you're telling me that Chazal come along and say here in this situation heter, that means any situation heter, right? That would create a natural inclusion of Mechusar Kippurim because they're referring to situations of heter. You understand? That would be the move. Ah, now what's the nature of the heter? Good, you answered that. In other words, what Eli's trying to say is this is a Korban Shel Yom, right? But let's understand. But if we say that Laila, or say post Korban Tashar Abayim is no longer the Zman for Haktara, like the Haktara can't take place then. So now we have a tension. We have a Yom Korban, right? But we still have a Maisa Haktara to do. But the Zman of the Haktara, again, Zman's not the best word, but the post Tamish of Ben Arbayim, when there's no, the sequence is over, right? There is no mechanism that exists naturally, so to speak, for it to be able to be burnt. So that's why the Torah has to create a heter. I think these ideas were out there already, right? We're kind of plucking them. Right, exactly. In other words, the Machlokas is like this. The Machlokas seems to be, revisiting Tanakhama Rishmal in this way, is to say that, in other words, what we were saying all along that there's two possibilities of the problem of doing something post Korban Tamash Shabbat Arbayim. One possibility is that I can't create a Korban, right? But that's not what's happening here. I'm not creating a Korban. My Korban already came into existence. The Mechayev came into existence. That's why we put it last time. In other words, I can't create a Chiyav, or the Mechayev can't emerge post Korban Tamash Shabbat Arbayim. That's what's happening here. Right, exactly. That's not what's happening here. But the other side's saying no. The other side's saying that the idea of post Korban Tamash Ben Arbayim is I can't do any Maisa Hakravas. Okay? Like, that's not the Zman from Maisa HaKrava. That's on the idea that we were saying before about the Mizbeach having a certain type of designation. Right, the Heter was the Lazer. Okay. We got to finish up. Now. Oh, no, we got one more point. Okay? Yeah, simple. This is a simple svara and then the end point. Okay? Then you have this. Okay, then, real quickly, divert for 1 second. Right? Case is, it's an easy svara, I think. This really, really, really should be easy. Facts are as follows, okay? No, it's not. Okay, so we all know, right, that, and when you bring a korban, okay, let me frame the issue. The issue is going to be framed, which is that, let's say a guy violated the Rabbanan. Okay, let's say he violated the Rabbanan and did Zerika. Okay. So now, Chazal come along and say, it's usur to eat the meat, but you still got kapara. Ah, how could they say that? Okay, good. So the case is as follows. So we all know, right, that everything in the Mizbeach is, everything in the Mikdash is precise, including Zerika. So for instance, when I bring Korban X, I have to do a very specific type of Zerika. Let's say Zerika over here versus over here. Now let's say a guy went along and he did Zerika on the ramp to the Mizbeach. Okay? Careful. We're saying the ramp of the Mizbeach, there's nothing that goes on the Kevesh.
I wouldn't know that.
Right, of course not. Right? So he does it in the wrong spot. Okay? But it's on the Mizbeach. That's important. So the wrong spot. Okay? So now the Gemara says is that, so this is darshan out from the Torah, right? That the basar he can't eat, but he still gets kapara. So the achilas basar demands a precision, but when it comes to kapara, you can be a little less precise. Of course, I can't sprinkle the blood on on Fader's sweatshirt. That would not produce kapara. It has to be on the mizbeach because the pasuk says,
whatever.
The havamina would say, what do you mean? I botched the makam zrika. So therefore, I get no kapara, and I can't. Of course, I can't eat the meat. Kamashwa, no, we can separate out, so to speak, the kapara from. And this is very hard. The zrika, insofar as the kapara is concerned, versus the zrika, insofar as the bus is concerned. And don't just tell me there are two avenues.
Taking this
right because we have a precedent, yeah, of busser versus kapara. That's why Chazal can do that here. Yeah.